On the line now, I have Sinead Connolly, and Assistant Arts Officer with Dublin City Library. Is that correct, Sinead?
Yes, well, I actually work for the Arts Office, but we work in partnership with Dublin City Libraries for a great programme for children called Children's Art and Library Creative Hubs.
Okay. Well, give us a breakdown of what's exactly going to be happening. It's all virtual, is that right?
That's right. This year, it's a strange year for everybody, but I suppose we're making the most of it by trying out new things. We started the programme earlier on in July. We've actually had about 18 events so far, but there's still a good selection of things for people to choose from over this week and into the first 2 weeks of August. So I suppose at the beginning of all this, we were looking at ideas for the programme, and I remember watching a lovely play. If you recall, the Abbey did a series called Dear Ireland. There were short plays, and I remember Enda Walsh had a beautiful play called Walk, and it was just a simple, really simple story about a girl's imaginative walk down a country lane and just really noticing all the wonderful things around her. And so we took some of those simple ideas into the themes for the program, the kind of the idea of journey and movement and enjoying everyday wonders and the lovely imaginative journeys that you can take yourself on.
Okay, yeah, I'm just thinking like the sort of the paradox there of teaching these things virtually, and at the same time that wonderful story there of trying to get them away from technology at the same time and get them
exactly.
Yeah,
you can get the benefits of both things. There's nothing wrong with technology, and in some ways it's kind of been our doorway to lots of creative things during this COVID-19 pandemic. But also, you just have to look around you and see what's local to you, and see what you can enjoy close to home.
And it's turned the world into a little village, hasn't it, really, as well?
That's it, exactly. Okay.
How different is it now with what you're trying to teach children to, as you say, during the pandemic, with as far as online to actual, when you'd have maybe kids in and around the library, which you often do, or maybe going into schools? How different is it?
Yes, I mean, it is quite different in some ways, because a lot of the things that you might do in the live situation would be, you know, looking at materials and touching things would be very much a part of that, and close group work where there's lots of close contact and diving into materials and that kind of thing. But so now you have to take a little step back from all that touch and closeness, and to see how you can recreate that in the home place, I suppose, just kind of think about materials in a different way and think about materials of nature. We've had quite a lot of fun actually looking at that and looking at different kind of ways of doing that. The program is a mix of different things. There's music and dance and making and kind of creating imaginative journeys for children of all ages. So there's a lot of opportunity to create different kinds of experiences.
It's wonderful the way it's been put together, because I would say it's been done rather quickly. Normally, for instance, from year to year, you'd be starting this year, maybe at the end of the summer for next year, and have everything prepared maybe by Christmas or February or whatever. You probably had all that done, and then everything was topsy-turvy then. So was it awkward to get things organised again? Or
well, I think it's a funny thing about those kind of times of crisis is that you're really spurred on creatively, I suppose. And also just you really want to be of use to people. You want to get things up that they can access pretty quickly. So actually when this all began, we were in the middle of the spring program, and some of that had to be cancelled. So in a sense, we wanted to rescue the disappointment of that cancellation in terms of trying to put something together very quickly that people could access easily for the summer. So it was actually a good a good positive challenge.
I say it was wonderful for the parents as well. It's another distraction. A lot of people at home teaching and that, which is something they weren't used to. So this was another way of getting them distracted.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting kind of seeing people, because you're seeing how they live, I suppose, in a sense, and in terms of parents' involvement in creative work with children, which you don't always get to see when you're in the library, because you don't need it so much, the parents, to be present. So it's been wonderful to sort of see that side of things, that parents actually really enjoying that playful time with their mm-hmm. children. So yeah, that was all. It's very positive.
And the ideas, does it come from, a lot of it come from the children themselves?
Well, there's a mixture of things, I suppose. I mean, the artists usually give the kind of maybe the spur, you know, the piece of inspiration, maybe. But in all of the workshops, it's then up to the children to take that sort of source, that theme, and make it their own. And that's very much part of what the offer is. It's trying to encourage children to make those, you know, give them the little gift of a starting point, and then they'll take it whatever way they feel like. Mm-hmm. For instance, this week is the last week of a lovely program, a dance program with Cushcane Dance, and we have Alwyn Lyons, who's a hip-hop contemporary artist, dancer, choreographer, and she's doing a workshop for ages 9 to 12. And, you know, continuing on with that idea that we had about journeys, she has taken the Mary Poppins story, and she's taken the kind of the street drawings, the street art that the character Bert creates, and that the Mary Poppins characters jump into all these different landscapes and different art pieces that he's created. So that's just the starting point for this dance, your own dance, which is the invitation that they're doing to create your own dance mm-hmm. along with Alwyn.
It sounds fascinating, organising workshops online. It sounds really terrific. How does it work? Is there a lot of children involved? Is every child that goes online involved? Or how does it work?
Well, what we do is we've used Zoom, that program where people were probably quite familiar with it at this stage, in terms of you know, each household has their own login and it's all very secure. And we don't try and pack too many children into the workshop, so you want to really kind of create that intimacy. So there's never any more than say 12 children involved, so there's a good potential for the artist to really engage with them and give them lots of attention. And so I suppose it works differently for different age groups, where, you know, this the dance your own dance is for 9 to 12, so they're pretty independent at that stage, and they're well able to decide their own rules. Mm-hmm. Where we have another lovely program actually coming up in August. It's a program we have in partnership with the ARC, and it's with a lovely artist called Lucy Hill, who was the very first recipient of the John Coulihan Early Years Artist in Residence with the ARC. And she has a program for 2 to 4 year olds. Which is a really lovely thing, and this is kind of an unusual one in that we invite parents to sign up for an email that they will get, and within that email there's loads of videos and photographs and drawings and how-to guides about taking your toddler on different walks in your locality, and I suppose how you can really enjoy the small things that are around you. You know, the way mm-hmm. a toddler at that age, they'd spend 10 minutes looking at a shadow on the side of the road and really enjoying the wonder of that. So that's really kind of tapping into, the age of the kind of interest and the wonder that age group brings to the smallest of things, and giving parents a little kind of helpful inspiration about how they can encourage that close looking and then bring that home and do lovely creative activities with your toddler. So that's a lovely one to sign up for, and you can do it in your own time.
Okay, and it just brings back memories there when you're talking about shadows and stuff. I remember, I mean, I was in my 20s over in London one time at a party. I got distracted out in the garden, a beautiful sunny day, by a horde of ants, and just watched them for nearly
Absolutely.
2 hours. And I've been doing that recently with my grandson everywhere, and it's just fascinating to watch.
That's perfect. That's exactly it. It is. And it brings out the child in all of us in a really positive way, you know, that sense of wonder in every small thing, and curiosity and, you know, exploration, the kind of artist and scientist that's in all of us, and especially in children.
And I think that's the funny thing as well, Sinead, in the course of the past 5 months, that people have spent more time with their children, and that, I mean, they talk about the teaching, but I think that the children are teaching the parents quite a lot, as much as the parents may be teaching them as well. There's been a great sort of interaction between everybody, which seems to come to the fore, and for the betterment of everything.
Yeah, I think we're actually all really enjoying it secretly, you know, that sort of excuse for closer connection and spending more time and some valuable time that you won't get again, you know.
Okay, Sinead, thank you very much. That's, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but give us all the information for people who want to get involved in this.
Yeah, I think especially for your local audiences, if you email cabralibrary@dublincity.ie, that's your place to book all of the events. And also you could look on dublincityartsoffice.ie you could download the programme there to get them to read all of the details.
Okay, congratulations. It's a great initiative, there's no doubt about it. Thank you very much, Sinead.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Sinead Connolly there, at Assistant of the Arts Council. Absolutely terrific. Sounds great.